Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Peggett.
Hey, John.
And I'm Chuck Berry, and we're talking about the great outdoors. Don, there's still a few events going on if you want to get out and hang out with some folks. They're indoor-outdoor events. How about that? Is that the best way to say them?
Yeah, that sounds good. If anybody's hunting for hunter education or trapper education, I found nothing within 100 miles. They're all done for the season. On Friday, for all you guys that are off work and don't want to go shopping with your wife or want to give a good reason not to go shopping, the Friends of the NRA and Briar Rabbit are presenting the Hurricane Relief Charity Shoot. And that's Friday, the 24th. Starts at 9 a.m. It's up on 2949 Granger Hill Road. There is a $100 entry fee. But it also puts you in for some prizes, guns, ammo, and trophies. There's a guarantee cash payout up to $1,000. And all the proceeds will go to benefit the hurricane victims in Texas. And it's going to an organization called the Cowboy Crew. They help out people in need. So that's what that's for. If you want to get out, burn some powder, shoot some sporting clays, have a good time.
And guess what? You don't have to get pushed and shoved for that discount electrical item.
Get trampled.
Trampled.
Yeah. And then, of course, also on the 26th, up at Briar Rabbit again, they have a USPSA match going on. If you need more information on any of this, call 740-454-3817. That's Briar Rabbit's number. You can look it up in the phone book if you didn't get it wrote down in time. So anyhow, you can look that up. We still got our calendar sale going on. If anybody's interested in that, it's...
Yeah, and I want to clear this up for everybody. If you want to meet up with me to get one, it's at the car lot, not the Harley shop. Car lot. So if you want one of the NRA calendars, $50, great gift.
Gives all year long.
Gives all year long, and actually they can win up to,
290 guns given away, every Monday through Friday for the first 9 months, and then the next 3 months every day. You can win more than once. One event that I really am a little hesitant to talk about. Talked to Kathy for a fish report today. She's shutting her store down. She's going to sell the inventory. The building's going to be torn down. She's going to be leaving the area, I do believe. Her mother's having some health problems. She wants to be out in Arkansas with her, which I understand. It's too bad that such an establishment has to be leaving us. Kathy's done some great things for the area as far as keeping open and stuff and supporting, Fish Day and all that stuff. If you want to say...
You know what? It was just a great place to go kind of hear what was going on in the area, because if you stopped in there was other hunters, other folks out fishing.
Sure.
And, you heard what was happening or what wasn't biting on and stuff like that.
And what was biting.
And the cool part was she always had diet root beer, which was one of my favorite.
And so, if you want a little bit of history out there, you can go out there and talk to her and see about buying fixtures or something out of the store if you want something to remember the store by. But, Kathy McCann will be closing the Dillon Falls store.
Wow. And going to be greatly missed, her. And I definitely understand she wants to be with the family. And if you ever talk to her, she's got a little different accent than around here. So
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. She's going to go back home. You said Arkansas, right?
I do believe that's
where she
said. I think
that's right, too.
But she said she has been checking in some 8 and 9 point bucks checked in. Nothing monstrous, but, and she'll still be checking in things. So if you need to check in your deer, you can certainly still stop out there and talk to her and check it in. But she will be closing, and she's talking as soon as possible, probably before the end of the month.
Okay. Well, you know, great information, but man, is she going to be missed in the whole store. And, you know, and some of the guys I've met out there, too. Some of the folks going to be missed for sure. Hey, I can't tell you how much she's done for our show and for hunters and folks that are into fishing in the area. But mostly, you could see her face light up when we did fishing day. She just enjoyed that, worked hard at it. Got donations, probably spent some of her own money for sure. I know she did.
Yes.
But the last one we were able to do, I think we gave away 55 fishing poles the first time to kids. And boy, she was just glowing. So, again, I appreciate her and all she's done for the community.
Yes, she's been a big asset to the hunting and fishing community. I mean, she's always given us a good fish report, which she does say that it stinks right now because of the high water and everything.
Right.
So, but, you know, Where are you going to find bait and stuff, you know, it's close by?
Right.
And it's hers was always fresh and everything, so, you know, she did a good job on that. Community will miss it. You know, there's a lot of people that stopped in there and bought their beverages and you know, on their way to fishing or hunting, they'd stop in and get a soda and some chips or something like that, some Slim Jims.
Yep.
It's one of my favorites.
We'll have to remember that and see if Santa will put them in your stocking this year.
Yeah, a lump of coal.
Lump of coal, you think? Hey, Don, you know, another event, too, and I don't want to overlook this, but on Saturday and Sunday, it's season, and if you want to just make sure everything's dialed in, the Zanesville Rifle Club's going to have their sight in. I know we cover this, but sometimes people say, I had somebody tell me, what was the thing going on at Zanesville Rifle Club? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, we got the annual Zanesville Rifle Club deer sight in, free to the public.
Right.
It's out at the Blue Rock Rifle Range, old Blue Rock Rifle Range. It's the street address is 7380 Sugar Grove Road. It's not a mailing address, so don't mail things to us out there, but it'll be open, and we'll be open for business from 10 to 5 on Saturday and from 9 to 4 on Sunday. All you need to do is bring your shooting iron and your ammunition and come on out. We'll have targets set up from 25 yards all the way out to 200 yards. We've got plenty of people to help you get dialed in and make sure you are hitting your target properly. Nothing worse than going out there and seeing that big one and pull the trigger and shoot under it or over it or even worse, gut shoot it and not find it. So come on out. Enjoy the day with us, and hopefully it isn't raining too hard.
Right.
Because I see on the report that it's supposed to be raining in the morning while we're setting up. So, but, yeah, we'll definitely get you on target.
Yeah, and you know what? You just don't know how sometimes maybe, you know, when you say, well, my gun was stored in the closet all winter. How could it be a little bump here, a little bump there? Maybe something's just tweaked enough.
Or your eyesight's changed.
Or your eyesight has changed, and it'd be a great way to just kind of practice and make sure things are again. And again, like I said last week, my biggest tip is whatever you're planning on shooting at your animal, make sure that's what you're shooting to practice and sight in. Because
absolutely,
everything can fall a little differently. And
it definitely will.
It can perform.
Trust me, it will
perform differently, and that's important. But the other thing too is. Great folks out there,
yes,
and they're going to help you. And it's definitely an opportunity to gain a little wisdom. Again, I appreciate you guys doing that because it's been quite a few years now, hasn't it?
Yes, it's I got kind of stuck on it, probably back in year 2000.
Okay,
and it got dumped in my lap, and now I guess I'm the guy that's running it. But I took some of the stuff down there today to. So I won't have so much to take down there Thursday, and I got to pick the pallets and some paper up on Thursday morning early, and I'll take that down there to the range, and we'll set up Saturday morning early and be open for business by 10 o'clock. So
there you go.
Yeah, come on down. Like I said, it's free of charge. That's the nice thing. And there has been people that's come down, and they've had their guns with them, and, you know, they said, well, I haven't shot it since last year. I just want to make sure I'm still on. And they shoot one shot and say, good enough,
yeah,
and leave.
Well, it's one of those things you don't want to overthink it.
No.
If you're on, you're on.
Just you can't fix it. Why fix it if it ain't broke? I mean,
that's for sure.
But there has been people that's, you know, changed their prescription in their glasses or moved their scope a little bit. And once you move that scope, you got to start all over.
You know, I want to mention a couple of our sponsors. We have quite a few, but two of them right now, and there's several that you probably can go get some. I know if you went up to McHugh's, you could probably, if you're looking for that gift, you could probably find a gift certificate for an oil change or something like that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And obviously, if you went down to Maxwell's, there's plenty of stuff to pick around there. Over 500 guns in stock.
Mm-hmm. And that's in McConnellsville, right? Right. It's right on the main drag, so you can't miss it.
Proud sponsor. I've been with us for a while. And then also, if you go there, gift certificates are available.
Yeah.
And if you think you want to find somebody something that's in need a little bit, I'll tell you a great gift certificate idea. Go out to Phillips, 2790 Ridge Road, and just ask for a gift certificate and give it to a family that maybe needs some food for the pantry or for the freezer. Or go out there and get your deer processed there because they've got some delicious options, that's for sure.
Their jalapeno and cheese summer sausage
is
great.
It's one of my favorite. Yeah.
And if you hunt like me and your wife doesn't eat the deer, you know, FHFH, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, just go out there and tell them, I want to donate. You fill out a piece of paperwork. They unload it, and that's it. You're done.
Well, folks, if you have any questions or comments for us, feel free to give us a call at 740-891-9103. That's 740-891-9103. Don and I'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.